In
Love Talk Radio.
Nitum kashila hewane angeing telo ina ajo hewane angeing telo ina ajo hewane angeing Nitun kashila hewane angin telo ina ajo hewane angin telo ina ajo hewane angin Nitum kashila hewane angin telo ina ajo hewane angin telo
Aloha! Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our end of summer opening healing song. Yes, it is August 31st, 2017, and I'm your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. It is the year of the Fire Rooster 2017, and the Low Shoe or the Flying Star number for today is the number four star. We love the number four star because the number four star is love. It represents love. It represents wisdom, which is love. And so this is in the middle. The number four is in the middle of the low shoe. There are nine numbers in the flying stars or the low shoe. And the center number is the most important number. It is the radiating number. It is the radiant number. It radiates all throughout the Bagua. And the Bagua has eight sides. And there are home locations for the low shoe. For instance, the number four is in the center right now, just for today. And for the year, the number one is in the center right now for the entire year, the Fire Rooster. And the home location in the center is actually the number five star. And so when the number five star is in the center, all the other stars are in their home location too. And this home location is a vibration. And all of these home locations are in compass directions of animals. There's an animal today, and the animal today is the tiger. Rawr. Yeah. It is a tiger day, and there's an element of the day. Just like there's a fire rooster year, it's just like that. The element today is metal. And so it is a metal tiger number four day. And they do change every single day, and they go in a compass direction in order. So it's not just random. So it is something that if you pay attention, you're going to find things that you remember when you start looking at feng shui. And the fun part of practicing feng shui is finding your animal compass direction and then working with that flying star number that's there, that flew there, and also don't forget the home location flying star that actually lives with you. We talk in this show mostly about the stars that change all of the time, so it seems like they are constantly changing, and they are. And there's also, though, a grounded vibration that never changes, and that is in the compass direction of each animal. And so you're going to want to learn that home flying star of your animal as well as practicing, for instance, the annual, the yearly flying star is really the most popular way of practicing feng shui, because every year the vibration changes, and we want to make sure that we recognize that. And in recognizing the nine flying stars, you recognize that they're not some that are good and some that are bad. It doesn't go in that direction. They don't work in that way. The vibration is what it is, and once you can understand it, you can work with it. You can let go of the judgment of whatever you think it is in what direction, because actually we don't know change is at the other side or during even. We don't know. And so the label is real important to take off of that, each of them. Yay, let's lift those labels off of the flying stars and of the, some good and bad. Now, are there some that are more fun and easy? Heck yeah. And are there some that require balance? Yes. And how about some study and some practice and a little bit of, you know, I'm a Saturn girl, so work. Yes. Is that a good thing? Yes. And so we look at it like this. And so when, for instance, the number five star, which is in the ancient feng shui language, and all of the stars labeled from one to nine have a name that goes along with them. For instance, the number one star is the victory star. It is what it sounds like, just like that. Now, remember, the home location of the middle is not the number one. That's just for the year, remember? And so there's a home location star. Remember, I said it was five. And the five star in the ancient language is the disaster star. And this is, not, I mean, this, what does that sound like? This is horrendous. And but there's another study of breakdown and disaster, and that's the rebuild, and that's the transformation is what it requires. And sometimes you can do deflectors, and sometimes you can do feng shui in such ways that we can use the elements. For instance, the earth is the home location center element. So, you know, we can use metal, for instance, in the middle all the time, just for good grounding, because that helps the earth keep balanced. And we use the five elements to balance whatever's going on. And then we want to actually recognize it and look at it and we, if we want to, we can do something with it, with one of the five elements, which is so super easy, because you get to choose things that you like. And then you put them in the middle. For instance, the number one victory star is in the middle. And here comes next month. Next month, every month, the center star changes as well. Next, and on the fourth, which is Labor Day here, hey, happy Labor Day to all of us laborers, and let us continue with grace and abundance. Woo-hoo! So it's the number one star for the month is coming into the center. This means there's a double one in the center. This means all the other sectors are doubled next month from the annual star in the middle, that is a one, and the monthly star, that is a one. Okay? Let me take a sip of water. That was a lot of information. All right, it is time for our feng shui fit tip of the day. And we are going to talk about dandelions. And I remember a show ago in the archives, we were talking about dandelion tea. And that was in the leaves and or the root. And those were dried leaves or roots. But let's talk about fresh, shall we? Fresh dandelions, yum, yum, yum. Grind them up. If you are a juicer, that can be the green that you use. And it is a detoxifier, and it also is a what is that when it takes the water from your body? Diuretic. Yes. So remember to drink a lot of good water after that to replenish that. Okay? And so fresh dandelion for our greens. Wow. That would really give a boost. So that's your feng shui fit tip for today. And next we have brand new health with Pathfinder.
Mahalo, Michiko. Miedo chonku uoksape with Jasha. My name is Pathfinder, and that's my name in Lakota, where I worked with the Lakota people for a while with the Sun Dance and other things, and a very lovely time. Blessings and strength to their nation and to the indigenous nations and all the indigenous nations around the world. Now, just to make a doctor's note about the dandelion, if you're eating that as your greens or you're drinking that as your greens, you have to know that it's going to clean you out, because it will. It might even do it on clockwork. So just have to be aware of these things. You don't want to be eating dandelion and going into a business meeting. That's not going to work. So you got to time your detoxes, everyone. We must time our detoxes. Today we're going to start a heal thyself little theme for a few weeks. And this week, the golden light and the violet flame. Now, I've been noticing, like we went out yesterday shopping, and I noticed that a large number of our neighbors were overexcited and not using their smarts and just completely driving like crazy, seeming like they didn't understand time and space. At least an eighth of them, which is quite a bit. So I started to think about this, and it's like, well, you know, the astrology wasn't really that bad. In fact, it was good yesterday during this time. And, you know, so, okay, so that's not the factor. Then we think, well, sometimes there's a planetary lineup that's coming soon that reaches ahead. But then I was thinking and say, something that's beyond astrology. This is the effects of evolutionary energies. Now, last week we briefly talked about how the Schumann frequency of the Earth had been spiking at very high levels, and then when I went into meditation and talking to the counselors and whatnot, the spiritual counselors, they suggested that the folks that are acting so erratic are not integrating their homework. They're not integrating the energy of the moment. They're being pushed by it, and they don't even realize it. So what used to be a normal enough space to accelerate and do something fast and be all slick about it, now it doesn't look cool at all, and the people are being overwhelmed by the energies of the moment. And so we have to become aware of the power of the sun, how its cycles change day to day. We have to be aware, for example, the UV. We have to be aware of the air quality, what's going on with the air. Is the air really breathable at that moment? You know, we have to be aware of the frequencies of the earth, and that takes some, you have to focus and have your heart open and be using the instruments of your body and your mind and be connected with the natural rhythm of the earth in order to feel those fluctuations, you know. An example of this is recently Brenda's auntie mentioned that she could tell when the earthquakes were coming by something in the atmosphere, that she could feel something in the vibration of the atmosphere and the earth, and then she knew that that's what precedes earthquakes. It's this type of intuition and this type of subconscious, conscious, and superconscious knowledge that we have to tie into. And thus, we get to our golden light and the violet flame. Now, baby steps, even though, you know, we're getting pretty far along in our first step of shifting into the age of Aquarius, and the vibration of the earth is transforming, the vibration of the sun is transforming, the vibration of everything around us transforming, therefore what? Transforming within. The within of everything is transforming. And so this demands that we have momentary consciousness. We must be awake in the now. It is in the moment where we have the contact with the divine and with all of physical existence. It is in the moment of having our hearts awake, our minds awake, our bodies awake, that we're able to perceive and move in this great, it's a tsunami of energy at this point. If you want to talk about it in terms of a, you know, it's more than a tsunami. It's a tsunami and a hurricane and an earthquake all at the same time. In other words, it's happening above and around. It's happening on the same level, and it's happening underneath. And so there's a lot of transformation going on. So baby steps. So just like you're learning to dance, you start with a few basic steps. You get those down, and then you can add more complex steps. This is the same way it is with light generation and regeneration and awakening. So thank God. We give thanks to Creator and to Mother Earth for the blessings of our beautiful bodies, because not only are we born to be physically beautiful and to be emotionally and heartfully beautiful, and to be mentally structured and beautiful, we have the power of spirit placed within us, and our spirit touches certain points in our body, and they're like the brain centers for our spiritual awakening and our spiritual transformation. And this is where we start. Because they say within the thymus, which is the heart of hearts, where your collarbones come together, the sternum, that this little organelle, the heart of hearts, the thymus, the Creator, as Elohim, placed the perfect image and structure of your DNA and more right there. The imprint, the kiss of God. The fingerprint of God that is the doorway and the body of your own soul's existence touching this universe. And so your heart of hearts has all of the genetic and emotional and mental and spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and ability to manifest that we need. And so then to learn how to access that and to ask, we must ask and then do. And in this case, often it's receiving the spiritual flow of energy from the thymus to each and every cell, organelle, and especially the endocrine system, the gland system, and also specifically the nervous system, and how that there are brain cells throughout our entire body. Another place that is a source of the cosmic wisdom is our tailbone. And this region actually reaches from about the level of our belly button down to the tip of the spine. And stored here is the kundalini, or the sacred fire, the earth fire, that then can rise up through our system, starting with the spine and then also the endocrine and then some mystical channels, yes, chi channels and other channels, in order to facilitate, awaken, and oh my God, it's like a nitrous blast. You have to be careful not to accelerate that kundalini too fast. There is a natural awakening given to us by the Divine Mother who touches us in this place. The root, and where do roots grow? Usually in the earth. A third place for our meditations. The center of our mind, the physical center of our brain, and in this case, we're going to say a pituitary. But the truth is that there is a whole complex of different brain organelles all centered between the hemispheres, the left and right, and then also the brain has eight different sections, just like the Bagua. There is the left and right, but then there's also the forwards, backs, the ups, and the lowers. And each part of our brain thinks a little bit differently, and this is why we have to integrate ourselves and learn our personal ethics and the foundations of what we want to choose to be, to manifest, to help with. This is part of our brain work, is that we have to integrate the different voices or powers of the mind. So in the center of the mind, in this pituitary or this seat of authority that exists within the center of the mind, just take a moment right now and invite the Great Spirit, invite God, invite Creator to enter into the center of your mind. Invite Creator, Great Spirit, Holiness to enter your heart of hearts right now. Invite that sacredness into your heart of hearts. And right now, into your tailbone, invite the love of the Divine Mother into your tailbone, into your tantian, into the huiyan, in this area to. And we ask Divine Mother that you help us to generate our unfoldment in grace, lots and lots of grace. When we operate in grace, there is way less pain, okay? So if you want some pain management, head down the road of grace, okay? It really helps. Okay, so these are our three first points of contact. Most people would think, oh, it's the chakras. Let's do our chakra meditation. And yes, this is true. This is very important. But these three places are called the tantians, and they have the formative, genetic, and spiritual information that instructs our entire body in how to unfold, transform, cope, grow, be at peace, be happy, serve. Okay, so in order to awaken these places, I have a very simple meditation. We're gonna keep it elemental right now. the great golden light of the sun. And I understand that now the sun is in her beautiful white robes, but there's still that golden enlightenment and awakening of the sacred future, which comes from the direction of the sun. Let's just say it in an Indian way. It comes from the direction of the sun, which is what? East. The sun rises in the east. And so we greet the grandfathers of the east and ask them to awaken the golden light. We ask the sun to awaken this golden light within the center of our brain, within the center of our chest, within the center, I'll say loins, because that's a very old saying from the Bible and from those ancient times. And ask for this golden light to awaken the flames of wisdom, and that then through the perfect image that the Creator has placed within us, within these three Tantians, to radiate that golden light throughout our entire bodies and to nourish the center of each and every cell and to restructure the purposes to make sure that the operational DNA and RNA are within and close to this great divine pattern. Take 10 minutes to do this meditation to receive the enlightening power, the golden light of the sun, into the center of your mind, into the center of your heart of hearts, into the center of your Tantian, center of balance for your body, and awaken in wisdom and sensitivity, because the flames of wisdom awaken our intuition. They awaken our gentleness, and in that gentleness is all strength. Now, we're going to probably repeat this topic because we're getting close to our time here, I see. Invite the Mother Earth to send her own violet flame, which is a very earthy violet flame. You might even call it a type of infrared instead of an ultraviolet. Invite the Mother Earth's violet flame to bathe your entire body first. The violet flame of transformation, which is the grace and compassion of the Divine Mother and the wisdom of the saints. Invite the violet flame of the Mother Earth to enter your tailbone, to rise up your spine to your heart of hearts, and then to rise right on up the spine to the center of your mind, and that violet light out the top of the head. And then ask the Divine Mother to bathe each and every cell of your body in her sacred grace, that through the transformation that is embodied in the violet flame, we awaken our greatest potential self.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in from around the globe to Aloha Healers Network. We really enjoy being here with you. We enjoy it so much each and every week. Thanks again. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the five Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
E hagia o ya te wa e a I o e lo hai ma ka se tom ne a e a I o e lo hai ni tum ka she la e a I o e lo ai e hagia o ya te wa e a I o e lo hai ma ka se tom ne a e a I Nitun kashela heya uelo.
Aloha.